As we often do, whenever we're talking about our sweet, sweet board op, Matt Birmingham, inevitably the conversation turns to his diet.
Yeah, I think that's one of his identifiers. And I think it's possible that superlative Corby made an appearance yesterday, talking about him.
That he has the craziest diet of any adult that we know?
Of anybody who's ever worked up here. And I looked at you and I'm like,
well, I definitely forgot about
you insane?
I forgot about the guy we were getting ready to talk to, or at least his diet. I didn't forget about him.
I think we could put together a dream team of people that have never touched a vegetable.
It's really, really weird. And for those who don't know, Matt Birmingham, who's gone, he's in Alaska.
Rest in peace.
In the great wilderness. Well, he's not dead.
He survives on a diet of chicken tenders and Dr. Pepper, and he weighs like a buck 25.
Yeah. It's some form of fried chicken product for every single meal, and French fries and a Dr. Pepper, and that's really it. And yeah, he's never touched a vegetable. And
once he thought hush puppies were fish.
Or was it okra that he thought was fish?
Oh, he thought okra and hush puppies were both fish.
Yeah. Okra. And, you know, look, it's just...
I caught a giant okra.
Right. It's just really weird.
It was a Lake Louisville record okra.
Now, are those more rivers or ocean-type fish?
And once we played that audio...
Do I sound like a fisherman now?
Once we played that audio from Al Michaels, who at the age of 80 and still doing good... admitted that he's never had a vegetable. Like,
honestly,
really supported ham.
No, that changed the game for everybody. I never would have dreamed Al Michaels was that weird. And I have to consider it weird just because I believe there's been enough human anatomy studies over the years to understand that nutrition plays a pretty big role in all of our lives.
Or does it?
Well, unless we've been lied to, I feel like vegetables have been a pretty big thing.
Well, and what kind of grown baby do you have to be to just turn your nose up at every vegetable known to the universe?
And it turns the rest of us against him, too, because we don't want anything bad to happen to Ham, but we want there to be consequences for his terrible diet so it justifies what we do.
Yes, we want all of his teeth to fall out in his 30s.
Right, which is not going to happen because
that would be the consequence.
Because he also doubled down by not brushing his teeth.
All your teeth are coming out. Well, I mean, yes, it's possible that vegetables don't make your teeth fall out as much as cleaning your teeth.
He didn't either.
He didn't either.
Well, anyway.
Nothing matters. Now we're finding out that our parents were just going along with all the other parents and nothing actually matters.
I know. And we were wondering when he goes to Alaska if he's going to enjoy a nice fresh caught salmon while he's there, which the answer is no. He's going to find some... I don't know. I don't know what he's going to eat because they're doing a big adventure tour.
He sent me a picture of a Skittles drink he found at a store earlier today.
A Skittles drink?
What is a Skittles drink?
Exactly what you think it is. Yeah. A giant red beverage with a Skittles logo on it.
Well, obviously something is going on with whoever sits down there at 3 to 7 to run our board because... the original board op from 3 to 7, or at least very early on, I don't know if he was quite original, was a guy named Kevin Fox. And for those that are old school listeners, Kevin Fox's nickname was Expo. And Expo was a huge part of what we did.
Somebody go!
For the longest time, and we're still in contact with Kev. And we love him dearly, and I'd forgotten about his curious diet. And so he reached out to me after we did the segment on ham. Because Bob, you mentioned his name, but he was behind on the stream, and he didn't hear that. He goes, I was going to text What About Me until Bob mentioned my name. I have no choice but to own the fact that I'm a ridiculously picky eater. So I said, all right, dude, run it down. What's on the weekly menu for you in 2024? And Expo hadn't worked with us in...
I think 22 years at least.
Okay.
I think 2001 or 2002 he left the ticket.
Okay, and so back then... he was known for eating hamburgers with no bun. He would just eat the patty.
Yes,
and
with
then
no vegetables.
No, and then he would eat French fries, and that was it.
Yeah,
that's all he would eat.
Those were the food groups he touched.
So here we are 20-some-odd years later. What is on the menu, Expo, for 2024? Maybe things have changed.
Yeah, I you know what? I bet there was a reckoning of sorts, and I bet you he's changed his ways completely.
Maybe a lady in his life has helped him see the light and maybe cooks nice square meals for him.
An epiphany, although that didn't work for Ham. He met a woman that accepted him for how ridiculous his palate was.
That makes you ask questions about her.
Okay, so here is Expo, what he says, what's on the menu for 2024. Mostly just burgers and fries. Only the meat patty, though. I try to mix in a steak, so he will only eat the meat patty, but right. Then he'll mix in a steak.
Sometimes I'll grind the beef, and sometimes I'll just eat the beef.
None of the cow goes to waste.
So then he follows that up with maybe chips and salsa, but not really the salsa, just the chips.
Yeah. I feel like we're having the gin and tonic discussion now. You don't have to introduce it as chips and salsa if you just want the chips. Or do you order it so they don't think you're too weird?
So great. He says, I don't really eat breakfast. There are a few other things I eat, but definitely not on the reg. I said, will you eat multiple burgers a day, like for lunch and dinner? He says, I actually try not to, but I will do it. And then I say, and still zero veggies, right? He says, that's correct, unless you want to count French fries.
And for the record, when we were having this conversation, I predicted that he would identify French fries as a vegetable.
Well, he's close.
Because that is a classic move from this group of folks, is that they try to work. I mean, of course, the white potato is extremely borderline no matter what how you measure vegetables.
Right.
But then to fry them
right.
as French fries, they really leave the neighborhood of the vegetable family. But inevitably, whether you're dealing with a middle schooler or Expo or someone in between, they try to work that in.
Yeah. He says, despite the drop, I absolutely do not eat gravy or any other sauce of any kind. So that's just like Ham, right? It's a ham.
He'll eat barbecue sauce, but he doesn't like ranch.
Oh, he doesn't like ranch. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
DJ, he doesn't like ranch?
He doesn't like ranch. He also always has a honey bottle in the control room because he
loves
honey.
That's right.
Yeah, looking over here, he's got honey. He brought his hot honey home for some reason whenever he went on vacation. And he's got pancake syrup over here too.
Pancake syrup?
And they're all right next to assorted cleaning supplies.
Does he use
too.
It to flavor the water in his hummingbird feeder?
Yes. Yeah, is pancake syrup? Is that a dipper for your chicken?
Yes, he'll put it
it's
on
like
just
chicken
about
and waffles,
anything.
Right?
I guess.
Well, he goes to a certain place and gets French toast sticks, and they don't give him enough syrup. He says,
"That's just so glorious." So he and then Expo says, my problem is the foods I don't like make me throw up. Maybe it's taste, maybe it's texture, depending. Trust me,
No, it's psychosomatic.
He says, trust me, I wish it wasn't like this. Well, that's the same thing that Ham goes through. Remember? Like anything he tries, it will give him the gag reflex.
Like when he tried a vitamin for the first time ever?
Yeah, you've programmed your entire being.
Yeah, go to hypnotherapy and get over it.
Do you agree, Corby? Like, the gag reflex is something that is years and years of habitual behavior.
No doubt. It's in your head.
Yeah, you just got to fight through it.
Yeah.
I've seen plenty of videos.
He says, I didn't think about this, Expo.
Dave.
He says, I didn't think about this, but this is how ridiculous my menu is. The handful of places I go to lunch-wise around my office all know my order. Usually, I don't even have to say anything, and they just enter my order. One place sometimes hands me my food before the order taker finishes inputting the order, which is just, here is your hamburger,
yes,
sir, with your French fries.
We know what you want. You've been here every day for the last 25 years.
Yes. Yeah. So there you go. There is the rival, the ham rival, food intake-wise, and that is Kevin Expo Fox.
I think this is an actual disease, too, because it's called avoidant/restrictive food intake disorder. And it's quite popular with kids in school now. Our food.
Oh, yeah.
They just eat chicken tenders or whatever they're comfortable with and will not try anything else.
Yeah, and I've been through this.
So they have a disease.
My youngest is...
I only eat chicken tenders because I have a disease.
Yes, and they, unlike our generation, they compare notes with each other and find out that there's a disorder name for it, and that if you stay firm, you can actually win this. And,
yeah.
Whereas we are like, man, I can't leave the kitchen table till I eat these duck
yes,
beets.
And I would eat.
Right.
I would eat them, and my kid...
And by the way, we gag reflex at the kitchen table.
Right. And when my kid was like 5 or 6 and he wouldn't eat anything, and we tried that. It's like, okay, we'll wait you out. Let's see how long you can last.
I won that. My parents blinked.
Yes.
As I sat at the dinner table until 10 p.m. because I wouldn't eat the lima beans.
Go to bed. Dude. Just go to bed.
Right, and you're disgusted by it. And he's just like, and he's looking at me, and he's like, I know I just beat you.
Bro.
And I'm just like, you son of a bitch.
Bro, I'm here all day.
Yeah. Seriously, like he knew it at 5 years old.
Dad, you want to go to bed. I don't care.
Yeah. I will not touch this.
You're not going to win this one, old man. That is awesome.
All right, Dave.
The inmates have won.
Yes, they have.